Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank Castro. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Johnny Gorel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pasquale. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pasquale. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Scourin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals strikes out. One out. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pasquale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. Hall moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Johnny Gorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorel hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hershberger. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Hershberger steals second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball four. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive towards first. Allison reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a pop-up towards third. Castro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-1 in the game. Verhals hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0-1 in the game. Castro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Castro for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Peters covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0-1 in the game. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Hansen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-1 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Castro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hall throws the ball into Gorel, who tags Peters trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hansen moves to third. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive towards third. Castro reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Batty is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Gorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorel is 0-for-1 in the game. Gorel hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 0-for-1 in the game. Pascual takes first base on ball 4. Zoilo Verals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verals hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford strikes out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. Skowron is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0-for-2 in the game. Castro hits a pop-up towards first. Skowron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hansen bunts towards third. Castro fields it and throws to first for the out. Hershberger moves to second. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hershberger moves to third. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison scoops it up and throws to first, with Pasquale covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison strikes out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Johnny Gorrell. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hall moves to third. Batty moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Mudcat Grant pinch runs for Rich Rollins. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pasquale hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-3 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCraw. Verhals reaches second base with a double. Hall scores. Batty scores. Grant moves to third. It's Twins, 3, White Sox, 3. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0-for-3 in the game. Castro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Snyder now playing second base. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pasquale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-3 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hershberger is hit by the pitch. Ward moves to third. Skowron moves to second. Al Worthington now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Hall reaches second base with a double. Allison goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's Twins, 4, White Sox, 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Batty is walked intentionally. Jim Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Castro settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Castro. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-4 in the game. McCraw is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing center field. Floyd Robinson now playing left field. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0-for-4 in the game. Castro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-4 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Peters, and towards Buford, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Ward hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Snyder catches it and throws to first to double up Buford. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-4 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Skourin hits a pop-up towards third. Castro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Batty settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Batty. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-4 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Cott pinch runs for Earl Batty. Jim Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Cott moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington is 0-for-1 in the game. Worthington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skourin fields it and throws to third for the out. Snyder moves to second. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0-for-5 in the game. Castro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Snyder fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-5 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliva moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-5 in the game. Allison strikes out. 1 out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison juggles the ball. That's an error on Allison. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Skowron moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-5 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington juggles the ball. That's an error on Worthington. Skowron moves to third. Hansen moves to second. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skowron scores. Hansen moves to third. Martin moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.